In addition to the race for president, voters will be casting ballots November 3rd for House seats across Wisconsin. Today, we look at the candidates running for election in the 6th Congressional District. It covers the eastern Wisconsin counties of Ozaukee, Manitowoc, and Sheboygan, among others. Republican incumbent Glenn Grothman of Glen Beulah has served since 2014. Before that, he served for many years in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Grothman faces a challenge from former Democratic State Senator Jessica King. I'm WUWM's Marty Michelson. I spoke with both candidates. In this segment, I asked Grothman why he's seeking re-election to Wisconsin's 6th District congressional seat. He says there are a number of measures he still wants to address.
Oh, there's a lot of work that has to be done in Washington. In the short term, with regard to the coronavirus, I'm working to have the CDC highlight the drug fenofibrate, which was previously used to treat high cholesterol. And they've had some success testing it in Israel. I wish we would do that here. I'm also looking for them to approve a vitamin D supplement, which I think will increase people's vitamin D levels quicker, and which also could result in a decrease in the severity of people who get coronavirus. There are a variety of other bills I'd like to move. We're trying to get biosimilars approved quicker, which will help people with diabetes and insulin substitute. Other larger issues that keep recurring, I'd like to try to keep a handle on the total amount of overspending. I think, I'm glad of all the good things that came out of Washington. I do think they spent too much money on the coronavirus. I've been giving money to individuals who don't need it, to businesses who don't need it. And I think it means we really have to be more aggressive in saying no to spending on other areas. I've been a longstanding critic of the marriage penalty associated with so many of our means-tested programs. I plan to be very vocal on that topic if reelected.
Why do you think you'll do a better job than your opponent, Jessica King?
Well, first of all, I have a history of conservative thought, but being open-minded. People see me all around the community at a variety of different events. I like Jessica, but I think, you know, if you look, she primarily seems to hang out in Democrat sort of events. And I think I'm more open-minded. I don't hang out at Republican events, but I get all around the district and meet people of all sorts of different backgrounds. I think I also understand the difficulty that the police are going through right now. There's a very dangerous bill that was passed out of the House of Representatives, but I know Jessica is supported, but I am in favor of not changing the qualified immunity statute for police. I think we have to stand behind the police. When I was in the state legislature, I actually did make efforts to make it easier to get rid of a bad policeman. But in general, in the fight between crime and the police, we've got to be on the side of police. And I think the fact that politicians have drifted away from supporting police is one of the reasons why we've had such higher murder rates over the last year. So I think with regard to those, it makes me a better congressman and somebody who I think has a history of reaching out and working with people of all sorts of different backgrounds.
What issues are facing your constituents, and how do you plan to address those issues?
Coronavirus is the big issue, obviously, right now, and I mentioned the alternatives I plan to get out there. But there are certain issues that affect small segments I'm also vocal on. Right now, there are people in Washington trying to get rid of what used to be referred to as sheltered workshops, places where people with different abilities work. Sometimes they are paid under minimum wage. But I've been a longtime advocate for these centers. Even if you're working for $5 an hour, you're usually getting some sort of other government supplement. And the pride of having your own paycheck to buy a gift for your relatives, to pay for some of your own clothes, to go out on your own, is tremendous. And with regard to students, I think we have to make sure in the future that student loans don't get excessively high. Maybe involve the universities in advising students before they take out big loans. But that's a variety of issues that I'm dealing with right now.
That's Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman. He's running for re-election to Wisconsin's 6th District. Now we'll hear from Democratic challenger Jessica King of Oshkosh. She served in the Wisconsin State Senate from 2011 to 2013. She's also an attorney and a former member of the Oshkosh Common Council. I asked King why she's running for the 6th District congressional seat. She says she wants a hand in fixing the health care system.
Well, Marty, I decided to run for Congress a year ago because I really was interested in the fight to reform healthcare accessibility and affordability and quality for people. I'm a vice president of clinical denials at a company called R-Source Healthcare that represents patients in hospitals who are attempting to get wrongfully denied medical claims paid by insurance companies and government payers. And the last 7 years has really been a journey for me as an advocate for working people, family, veterans, folks on Medicare or Medicare Advantage plans who really were struggling as the consumer facing wrongful denials. And then on top of that, you saw the affordability challenges there. And I just felt like we needed better problem solvers at the table to really talk about what the future of healthcare was going to look like, you know, as an accessible, affordable, and quality product for people.
Why do you think you'll do a better job than your opponent, Glenn Grothman?
Well, Representative Grothman has been a career politician. He's been elected for 27 years. And I think if he had some great ideas about reform or new things to propose, he would have done it by now. I don't know if he's really interested in finding a positive role for the legislature or Congress to take in solving problems. He's really aligned himself as a one of the most conservative and out-of-touch members of the House of Representatives. And I just felt like this district, the Wisconsin 6th Congressional District, truly has a history of electing more reasoned moderates. You know, when I think back to Tom Petri or Bill Steiger, they were people who were willing to work across the aisle and to build coalitions and to compromise. And Representative Grothman really hasn't demonstrated to be that kind of person. And again, when we're looking at the challenges in front of us, whether it be the recession, recovery from the recession, or overcoming the pandemic, or reforming healthcare, or looking at our sustainable future, those are issues where Representative Grothman really doesn't seem to want to be in the front to solve those problems. And that's why I think I would do a better job, because I'm passionately interested in those things. I have a 4-year-old son, and I really believe, you know, he inspires me, my son inspires me to think about the future and how we have to solve these problems. It'll improve our quality of life in our communities and for our generations to come, and we really can't afford to do nothing.
You mentioned some of the issues facing your constituents. What are they, and how do you plan to address those issues?
Right now, I would say the number one issue facing the constituents in the Wisconsin 6th Congressional District is COVID-19. COVID is, as a health disease and as part of this pandemic, it doesn't really care if you are a Republican or you're a Democrat or an independent. You know, we as a community need to work together to overcome it. And one of the things I really believe the federal government has fallen short with is the inavailability of rapid action testing that would not require a lab to process it. You know, having access to tests that could process in 15 minutes or a half hour, similar to what the Secret Service and the NBA is using, those should be widely available for all employers and all residents in the community. And I think the federal government should have used the Defense Production Act to make that happen. And they've really failed in that effort.
That's former Democratic State Senator Jessica King. She's seeking election to Wisconsin's 6th District congressional seat. In the previous segment, we heard from her opponent, Republican incumbent Glenn Grothman.